On Monday, a bill focused on figuring out how medical marijuana would be regulated in the future if it were legalized passed out of committee. But while lawmakers were happy with the bill, some advocates opposed it. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
SB 211, the Cannabinoid Product Act, is one of several bills introduced this session to create a plan for possible medical marijuana legalization in Utah in the future. The bill's sponsor is Republican Representative Evan Vickers.
If something was legalized, how would the state handle it? You know, how would we decide who would be the growers, who would be the producers, who would have the dispensaries, and what kind of regulations would be included?
Vickers' bill would establish rules that say cannabis needs to be grown indoors, create labeling and testing requirements for cannabis products, and clarify who could produce and distribute it. In committee, the bill was welcomed by Democratic Senator Jim DeBacchus and Stan Rasmussen from the conservative Sutherland Institute. But some opposed it, including Christine Stenquist. She's the president of Salt Lake City nonprofit TRUCE, or Together for Responsible Use and Cannabis Education.
I am concerned that we're not moving forward in a quicker manner. It seems like they're only concerned about is regulating it and not actually getting patient access.
A 2016 poll conducted by Dan Jones and Associates showed 63% of Utahns support legalizing marijuana for medicinal use, but Stenquist believes it's even higher. She said the best way forward for patients is through a citizen-driven ballot initiative. In describing his bill, Representative Vickers also mentioned the public's growing support for medical marijuana.
This movement is not going to stop. It's not. I think there is still going to be a significant desire for this, and in our state.
SB 211 passed out of committee with unanimous support. The full Senate will now consider it. Eric Newman, KUER News.